Do you think that's possible in our world today? That you love one another? You know, it's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not just a nice idea that Jesus came up with to have something to say. It's a command. Love one another as I have loved you. You know, we look at our world today, and I think part of the issue is that we've been taught by our society to become so self-centered that there really is nothing more important than me in the entire world. And it affects everything about us. In family life, if I am the most important person in the family and demand my way every day, there can't be any peace in that household. It's not possible. Because if everybody is doing that, if you have five people living in the house, you have five totally different existences. They don't mesh. They don't come together at all. Because I'm the most important, and you don't really count that much. So why should I have anything to do with you, except maybe if you can help me do something or give me something? So it's because we have such a selfish society that it's very hard for us to even care about anybody else because we think so much of just me. I think it has a whole lot to do with, say, the hatred that seems to be existing in our society, where I don't have to deal with anybody. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't have to talk to you. If I don't want to look at you, I don't have to look at you. If I want to make terrible remarks about you, I make terrible remarks about you because it pleases me. And how can there be any kind of unity with that kind of attitude in our world? But think about it. Think about it. Think in your own home. Say when one parent decides that everything has to be their way, that disrupts the balance in the whole household. Or if one child growing up, maybe they reach the horrible teens or something, and all of a sudden everything has to change to suit them. Well, how that can disrupt the household. And for most of them, hopefully, it's just a passing stage that they grow through. But unfortunately, some people are carrying this with them throughout their life. Everything has to be my way. My one nephew has a job where he had three positions that he needed to fill. And so he interviewed three people. And one he thought he was really academically, every way he seemed to be highly qualified. Seemed to be really a good person, a good personality. And so he offered him the job. And so the young man was very willing to accept because it was a good paying job. But then my nephew told him, he said, now this will be your responsibilities for the first couple of weeks, that you have the responsibility of learning about how this company works, about what the people do who are working in the company, about how we produce our product and all of this kind of stuff. And the young man said to him, no, I'm not going to do that. And so my nephew says, well, if you want the job, you are. And he said, no. He said, I'm qualified for this. I can handle that. I don't need any direction, any advice. I can handle it. He said, sorry, not in this company, not. But we have so much of that attitude, and we teach it in our society all the time. You got to take care of me. I come first. I was reading the other day, this Alabama has come up with a very strict abortion law. The first state to really outlaw it. And some congressperson publicly made the remark that this is anti-Christian. Can you imagine that? Anti, so they come up with an abortion law finally to prohibit abortion, and somebody has the nerve to publicly say, that's anti-Christian. How can it be anti-Christian? We've been fighting for this for years. But anyway, it's kind of like, it's whatever I want, whatever I need. And as a consequence, we seem to have so much hatred, so much intolerance, lack of respect, this whole attitude of, I don't care. You don't matter, and I do. So get out of my way. But it's very interesting. Christ talks to us in a totally different manner. He said, if you are going to be my follower, and that's what every one of us professes to be, we've been baptized, we've received the sacraments, we celebrate together as we are this evening, we try to live a good Christian life, we try to do all the right things. And Jesus said to us, your trademark needs to be that you love one another. The insignia that every Catholic should bear, it should be an insignia of love. That if you're going to be my follower, you must love one another. It's not a suggestion. He said you must love one another. So we think about it. It requires giving of ourselves, you know. Any love of another person requires some kind of sacrifice. If I have a friend that I want to buy a gift for, that means I'm going to have to sacrifice something of what I have so that I can maybe bring some sense of joy to another person. I have to sacrifice something. If you're going to live in a home where there's five other people besides yourself, if you truly love one another, you have to be willing to sometimes say, here, you can have mine. Or I'm willing to work with you for that. Or I'm willing to back down and not demand so much. It costs me something. It costs me something to reach out to somebody in love. And that's what Christ did. It cost him something. It cost him a whole lot. It cost him suffering and dying, but then rising again. So this is supposed to be our trademark. If you're a disciple of Christ, which we all are, our identity should be that you love one another. In the Acts of the Apostles, it talks about that. The way you recognize Christians is that they love one another. But it's supposed to extend to all people, and not just to the people who are nice to us, or the people who are generous to us, or the people who open the doors for us. It's to everybody. Even the ones who are so selfish, they don't know anybody else is around the world. If you truly want to be my disciple, you must learn to sacrifice of yourself for the other. You must be willing to love one another. It's not an easy task. And sometimes people make fun of you. Sometimes they think you're crazy. You should be taking care of yourself. That's their mantra. But Christ says just the opposite. If you want any kind of unity, any kind of strength, any kind of progress in our world, you have to reach out to others and share with them. You have to love them. That's the way we will be known as Christians. And that's not just the job of the religious. That's not just the job of the sisters or the brothers or the priest or just a few people. It's the job of everybody. We are all disciples of Christ. If we are his disciples, we must love one another.